Just 2 months ago, then-Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak was seen as untouchable. Those who'd attempted to chase allegations of wide-scale corruption had been fired. His political opponents were said to be facing an unwinnable election. But later today, the now-ousted Prime Minister will face court, charged over the embezzlement of billions of taxpayer dollars. Najib Razak was arrested yesterday over what's now simply known as 1MDB. Southeast Asia correspondent David Lipson explains.
The knock on the door Najib Razak had been dreading came at around 2:35 yesterday afternoon. Anti-corruption police took the former Prime Minister into custody, a stunning fall from grace less than 2 months since his shock election loss. Since then, Najib's passport has been confiscated, his associates questioned, and six of his homes raided. Inside, police found evidence of larceny on the grandest of scales. When Malaysia Police Head of Commercial Crime, Amar Singh, paraded photos of the loot last month, even he seemed shocked.
I think this is the biggest seizure in Malaysian history. Biggest seizure.
Police seized designer handbags worth $17 million. 12,000 pieces of jewellery were taken. One item alone, a yellow gold diamond necklace, was worth $2.2 million. And so much cash was found, it took 22 officials using six cash counting machines 3 days to count it. In all, cash and jewellery seized was conservatively valued at $370 million. And that doesn't include the $700 million that ended up in Najib's personal account. Just last week, in an interview with Reuters, Najib claimed total ignorance.
Didn't have any knowledge whatsoever of monies coming in. I would not have condoned and allowed it if I knew.
In the same interview, he complained about his treatment by the new administration.
People would expect a former prime minister to be treated with decorum as a former prime minister, but instead, you know, I've been subjected to raids.
Anti-corruption police believe billions of dollars were embezzled from the taxpayer-funded infrastructure fund known as 1MDB, spent on luxury boats, lavish Las Vegas parties, and almost anything seen as luxurious by senior members of the Najib administration. But it's the Prime Minister's dealings with a subsidiary of 1MDB called SRC that's believed to have provided the smoking gun police needed to make their arrest.
The evidence is already pretty damning.
Aaron Connolly is director of the Southeast Asia Project at the Lowy Institute. He believes the elation that swept Malaysia after Najib's election loss may change when people fully grasp what's taken place.
There's some trepidation about setting a precedent for jailing leaders of parties that have lost elections. That would be the case in any country. But I think at the moment, Malaysians are just, you know, trying to understand the magnitude of what has taken place over the last several weeks.
Aaron Connolly, director of the Southeast Asia Project at the Lowy Institute, ending that report from David Lipson.